Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Anatomy of Evil by Will Thomas, narrated by Anthony Ferguson. Chapter 1. I understand it is said in scientific circles that if one attempts to boil a frog, it will jump out of the pot. But if one raises the temperature of the water slowly, it will never notice the difference until it is too late. That analogy comes to mind whenever anyone mentions 1888. We were not aware, my employer, Cyrus Barker and I, that events of historic significance were happening around us. As usual, I was merely trying to get from point A, January 1st, to point B, December 31st, in one solid and very much living piece. At that time, I'd like to think I finally knew what I was about as an inquiry agent. That I was prepared for whatever might come through the door. I'd risked life and limb, and had the wounds to prove it, and had contributed in my own way to one case or another. Even Barker would admit I wasn't a complete tyro, though occasionally I'd make a bonehead mistake, and he would look at me the way a hand plane regards a stubborn knot in a sheet of pine. We had made it through the summer months of that fateful year, the far turn, as it were, and had rounded into the home stretch. But if I thought we had the track all to ourselves, and the course was easy, I was very much mistaken. "I've got to admit," I said to my employer, Cyrus Barker, one night in early September, "that I don't understand what all the fuss is about. It's just a couple of unfortunates." Cyrus Barker looked up from the table, which held a scrapbook, a pot of paste, and a pair of scissors. He doesn't normally keep files cataloged.